Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
This is a special report. We head now to the Situation Room, where KT Fun Tweets is tracking breaking news. Holy shit! This is huge! Here he is, Kevin KT Turner.
Thank you very much. So a lot of sports was affected the other night when a huge earthquake hit in Ridgecrest, California. Now, it stopped NBA Summer League game.
In Vegas?
It stopped a WNBA game in Vegas. It was seen at the Dodgers game. The announcers kind of going, whoa, there's an earthquake happening here. I saw a lot of people on television sets in L.A. going, oh, crap, there's an earthquake happening. A lot of freakout happening. So it was a 7.1 magnitude earthquake accompanied by a 6.4 magnitude earthquake. And that scale is 1 to 10.
Yes.
0 to 10, I guess.
So was it one day before that they had the 6?
Thursday was the 6.4 magnitude earthquake.
Okay.
And then Friday night, the aftershock, a 7.1 bad boy.
Gotcha.
And it's rocked the Southwest. Now, one thing that's very interesting about that is, A, we go to camp in what, 18 days, 17 days?
Sounds about right.
I saw an article that claimed they're predicting 30,000 more aftershock earthquakes by the end of the year over the next 6 months just due to what happened Thursday and Friday night.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
And each one of those big enough to make a difference?
You know, I would assume not. You know, I would assume probably it would be hard to top a 7-1. I mean, that's big time.
I want to make sure I heard the number. Did you say 30,000 more in the next?
30,000 over the next 6 months.
Well, they've got to all be so minor because that basically sounds like an earthquake every 10 minutes.
Now, here's what. Well, yeah, but a lot of them can happen at once and they don't have to be like long.
Right.
I remember we used to have them in Irving like every day by Texas Stadium. Oh, there's another earthquake, and I'm like, I still haven't felt it.
Right.
I still have never felt an earthquake.
I haven't either, but my whole point is that if they had one every single day for the rest of the year, that'd be like about 160 or something, right?
A lot of moving and shaking going on. That would register, I guess.
You're talking about being multi-quake-gasmic.
Yes.
Interesting.
Super quakey. Now, there's a seismologist named Eagle Hoxson.
Cool.
He says there's a 3% chance.
Hold on. If you're going to talk about Eagle Hoxson, can you give us like what you think he might sound like?
Ah! A 3% chance of another earthquake. Ow!
What a horrible character.
He hurt. He doesn't have a lot of sustainability. He's at the core of the earth reporting. Of course he's hurt.
While he's talking, he's moving a heavy mattress by himself.
3% chance of another quake of a magnitude 7 or over. Over the next week. What I'm telling you guys is we're going to be out in camp in the next 3 weeks. Prepare for your permanent living, your housing quarters to be in the Pacific Ocean. The big one is coming, my friends.
I'm not going to be broadcasting if that. I'm not going to stay in the Pacific Ocean if that happens. I'm going to go ahead and try to swim back to the shore and go home.
You've been predicting for years that California is going to fall off into the ocean due to earthquakes, Kevin. Are you saying that now's the time when we're there?
Nah, I'm worried about it because the timing is adding up to where we have a little bit of a buildup. Maybe the aftershocks die down for a couple of weeks, just enough to forget about it. And then we get out there and we're interviewing, you know,
Rico,
John Kitner. And we're like, hey, John.
Okay, but hold on.
You finally fixed Dak's footwork.
I want to make sure that, first of all, if that happens, that nobody's injured.
Yep.
And then, if once that, are you saying it's
people are going to get hurt, Ben?
If it's going to slide off into the ocean and sink, or just become like an Alcatraz, just floating off to the side? Because if that's the case, we need to get over and buy a bunch of real estate in Arizona, or wherever the new coast is going to be.
It'll be oceanfront property in Arizona.
You get it super cheap.
It's all about Colorado mountains.
Is Colorado all the way that far?
You don't want more mountains. That's going to trigger the volcanoes.
Oh, yep. You don't want that, Ben.
There's a hole in the ozone too.
Yep.
Now he also he warned. He thinks 30,000 could be as many as 30,000 of a magnitude one or greater over the next 6 months. He thinks they should declare a state of emergency
in advance
for San Bernardino County specifically, which we are very close to.
Always have.
Remember, we were there last year when the shooting happened.
You're about to go through the lyrics to that Route 66 song.
He also said this should be a wake-up call for the rest of the state and other parts of the nation that earthquakes are coming.
But what are they going to do? It's like a wake-up call. What are you going to do? You're going to, hey, put all the buildings on their side, everybody. An earthquake might come. There's nothing you can do.
Move out of California.
That doesn't seem feasible.
I got a text from a friend that lives out there. He's like, man, after all these earthquakes, kind of like to get out of there. So if you hear of any good opportunities, let
me
know.
For real?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I think my sister's trying to move out there.
Move out there?
Yeah.
She's trying to get out to the ocean.
Trying to get out to the earthquakes.
Well, it turns out Governor Gavin Newsom of the G-Bag Nation. No, different governor. He's declared a state of emergency for that area. So they did what the Hawkman said.
In advance.
Yeah,
because there's no damage.
Hawkman on Snapchat.
Yeah.
There was no damage, right?
I think there was damage.
Oh, was there?
Oh, there was one community that got just torn up. But it was like, it wasn't like, I mean, look, quite frankly, it wasn't like a high-end area.
Oh, okay.
It was like a...
It was an impoverished area, so people didn't make a big deal out of it.
Yeah. There was a story that was done on it, and it was like, man, this town's never going to recover from this.
Wow.
And it was right near the epicenter.
This is what I want to know. This song, Earthquake. By Tyler, the Creator. And that's E-A-R-F, quake. While this earthquake was actually happening, and it's the giant magnitude. What did you say, 7.1?
7.1, yeah.
Earthquake was trending. So earthquake, E-A-R-F, quake. Should that have been trending, or should earthquake have been trending?
That's a great question. It's hard to tell because of what everyone reacts to at a time like that. Because the only thing on my timeline was the video of what sounded like a teenage girl videoing her pool and the water in her pool going crazy. And her just talking about the dog outside barking wildly. And then it was just comments of people yelling at her to let the dog in the house. But she left the dog outside and was just videoing the pool going nuts.
Really?
You saw that, didn't you, Shippy?
Yeah.
I mean, that video kept getting regurgitated.
Like, hey, Max, how is it out there?
Yeah. She goes, look, it's crazy out there. And the dog's going nuts. Everyone's like, let the dog in. Good God, what is wrong with you? It's like, hey, it's an outside dog.
Was anybody injured in this?
There were some injuries, but it was not like, like a ton.
Nothing worse than the LaCroix injury.
I saw the set. It was in one of those MLB shows or whatever. And it was like Eric Karros and Dontrell Willis, the D-Train.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And he was sitting there at the desk, and he's like, is that an earthquake? And he takes off running. Like, where are you running to?
So I was actually watching Summer League, and I wasn't just being a nerd. It was Zion's debut, and it was supposed to be the biggest Summer League game in NBA history. RJ Barrett versus Zion.
Yeah, sounds awful.
And so in the fourth quarter of that thing, they were showing David Griffin, like the camera was zeroing in on him, And he started looking around going, what the hell? And they're like, did you, and it's Doris Burke and Mark Jones. Like, did you feel that under our feet? We're having an earthquake. And then the giant, you know, jumbotron up in the middle of the Thomas and Mack Center was swaying back and forth. So there was all this panic. People were running for the exits. And then a lot of the Mavs people are in Vegas. So I just happened to follow on Twitter. And they were in their hotel. And they felt it wildly in their hotel.
I saw Cuban say he was like on the 50th floor or something and he was shaking.
Yeah. So, you know, the higher you up in the hotel, you felt it.
Yeah.
So, and then what was that? 2 hours away from the epicenter?
Sure.
So just kind of...
Those fault lines are huge, dude.
Yeah, man.
This is it's a thing that's been widely predicted for a long time, that the big one will happen. I just can't help but think that we're getting a little closer.
Dude, Fred Sanford used to predict it every episode.
Yeah, I know. Actually, I don't. Never didn't see a whole lot of that before my time. Hey, which DFW county is in the most danger of getting measles? Want to take some guesses?
Collin.
How well do you know your counties?
I think it's Collin.
It's not Collin.
Kaufman.
Nope.
Dallas.
Denton.
Nope. Nope.
Rockwall.
Nope. Tarrant.
Tarrant.
Tarrant County.
Ha ha. Knew it.
Finished 12th. As in the high-risk areas for measles, according to 538, who did a study on this.
Why is that?
I don't know.
No, not why did they do the study. Like, why did they...
Because of unprotected activity?
Yeah. They finished 12th in the nation. L.A. was number 2. Miami-Dade was 3. Queens, New York was 4.
Open Gangnam Style.
Tarrant County, Texas finished 12th. So if you're out there in the 817, beware of the measles, man.
And what does this have to do with the earthquake?
Oh, no, that was the last story.
Oh.
We shifted.
Just like the Earth's tectonic plates.
To this story. And you guys want to hear a story of a cougar attack?
Yes.
Yep.
Yep.
64-year-old woman was arrested for groping and grinding on a younger man outside of a Florida restaurant.
Need to see a pic.
Yeah, gotcha.
Of the guy?
Okay.
Not bad, right? For 64?
I mean, and that's police lighting. You know, it's like, it's not going to do anyone any favors.
Oh, is it a mugshot?
Yeah, it looks like a mugshot.
I don't think it's 64. You're kicking her out of the house.
Oh, she's dying her hair. Wait, does her mugshot have her sunglasses on top of her head?
Yeah.
What shot? Mug?
Oh.
Is this that earthquake song?
Yeah.
Her name is Marion Ann.
She got arrested for overgrinding?
Yeah. She had to pay $303 in court.
She is so smirky in that picture.
Yeah.
Unwanted sexual advances towards a waiter at a bar called RJ Gators.
Oh, wow. Choppy and my mom.
Choppy
together.
Would not.
Nah, you're grinding on me, but that's nothing. I'll grind on you.
It says that she grabbed him by his crotch and began touching him in that area.
Okay, that crosses the line.
He told the cops that it felt like she was trying to lower his pants down at 7:45 p.m.
I like that.
At least it's p.m.
She was trying to dance on him, during which time she rubbed her breast and body against his person.
How is she awake?
She had just finished up a meal at Lodi.
She's not 84. She's 64. 64, you're still out there getting it?
Are you? What are you getting? You should be making cookies for grandkids.
She also the Luann platter.
Hugged him, kissed his neck, and whispered in his ear.
Hold on. She spent a lot of time on him. He couldn't get out of the tackle. I mean, it's not like she... How could he not get away from her? She just...
Hey, lady. Lady, I'm at work here.
How about
a
stiff arm?
Some calamari.
How about a tasteful stiff arm?
Well, no, but then that's assault, brother.
No. Just for separation.
Oh, that's assault. You can't put your hands on a woman.
No, I'm not suggesting. I'm saying just create a little space. Just a bump and, you know, she was grinding on him. It's like sometimes...
You can't bump her.
Oh, like James Harden style contact. Make it work for you. Kind of bump and then each separate and move on your way.
You wanted him to fly.
No, not that kind of bump. No.
A key bump?
No, I'm saying just create enough space to get away. He's acting like I don't know. Jalen Smith had him locked up, but he couldn't leave.
He went full Zeke in Vegas. He had his hands up and did not touch the defendant. He's like,
Yeah. We don't know how small this guy is, though.
But then also, that's going to make it easier for the pants problem.
He said that he wasn't interested in would help her get a ride home. And she kept going in for a little more.
Wait, he was going to get her a ride home?
He's like, can I Uber you home, lady? I'm just, I don't want none of this. You're 64, like, for God's sake.
I saw this exact same thing happen one time, but it was a wealthy lady in Devon Harris.
I was there for that. So wait, so the moral of the story is he needs to be more open-minded?
That's what I think.
I agree.
Chippy? Hey, old ladies need loving too.
What?
Old ladies need loving too.
How old is he?
You know, I didn't
say. You have a picture of him. And
that totally sounds like a Tanya Tucker song. Old ladies need loving too. Doesn't it?
I mean, you're the country music expert, not me.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.